Okay, we're on Chof Amid Aleph, about two-thirds of the way down. The Gemara originally said that it brought down a few cases where a person thought he was being Shomer one thing, but he's really Shomer something else. And first the Gemara thought that if you don't have Kavanah for the thing that you're watching, that it doesn't help. The Gemara brought proof that that's not true. That if you watch something, you think it's wine and really it's chometz, the Shemira helps. So the Gemara says, Mikoma kom kasha. So the two brises, Lamaisa, are kasha one or the other. These brises seem to say that even if you don't know what you're watching, you think you're watching something else, it still helps. And the other cases where it would seem that the reason that that it doesn't help and it's Tameh is because you thought it was one thing, you thought it was your Shabbos clothes, your weekday clothes, it was your Shabbos clothes, and so on, that you didn't know what you were watching, and therefore it's no good. Va'od Moshev Rabba Baravua, in addition to that, there's another question. Ma'isa b'isha achas, shebos lefnei Rabbi Shmuel, va'omra lo Rebbe beged zeoragti b'tahara, v'lo hoya b'libi l'shomro b'tahara. That a woman came to Rabbi Shmuel and told him, I wove this beged b'tahara. In other words, I'm sure that it didn't become tamei, but I didn't have in mind to watch it that it shouldn't become tamei. But l'maisa, I'm pretty sure it didn't become tamei. We told b'diko shahayi Rabbi Shmuel bolka, omer lo Rabbi nida moshcha imi b'chevel. And when he was questioned her, right, found out that that a woman who was a nida helped her set up the loom. And therefore, it's what's it called possible that even though the thing that she was weaving didn't become Tommy directly, it became Tommy through the loom. See Rashi. Kasha hachdik toni ba tahora malatame. Aragti b'tahara. Yodas ani she misha she nereg bo gimel al gimel etzbos shenira l'tuma lo noga bo tuma. Right. The halacha is that a cloth isn't makabel tuma until it's at least 3 etzbos by 3 etzbos. Less than that's not makabel tuma. So she said, from the time that it was 3 by 3, I know that it didn't become tummy. Mikomakom lohay believe the shomer. They didn't have kavana to watch it b'tahara. When we talk b'dikos, however lohay believe the shomer, shema ira bo kach v'kach v'lo nizarta. So Rabbi Shmuel questioned her and said, well, since you didn't have Kavanah specifically to watch it, that it shouldn't become Tameh, maybe this happened, maybe that happened. Moshe imi b'chevel, shekosher b'chevel b'chli ha'ariga, b'shema hesi toso. Right? She helped me tie up the loom, set up the loom, and maybe what's it called? She moved the cloth, and it became Tameh. So Rabbi Shmuel said, Om Rabbi Shmuel, kama gedolim divrei chachomim. See how great the Chachamim were, that if they said that if you had specific intention to watch it, but Tahara, then it's Tahar. But if not, even if you think that it's Tahar, then things can happen that you don't take into consideration unless you have Kavana B'dafka to watch it, but Tahara, then you would take those things into consideration. So therefore the Chachamim, were suspected that if you didn't have kavana bedavka, even if on the surface you think it's tahar, it could be it's not. Okay. Shuv ma'isa b'isha acha shabos of neir b'shmuel. Another ma'isa with a woman who came to b'shmuel. Amra lo Rebbe ma'pazu arakia b'tara v'lo haya b'libi l'shomra b'tara. I wove this mat b'tahara, but I really didn't have kavana specifically that it's the whole time that should, to watch it, that it should be tahar. We told Bediko Shai Rabbi Shmuel Bodka, Amar lo Rebbe neima nitzikali dikshartia befeh, right, that she said, yeah, well, Taka, when I was originally, weaving it, so a thread right away in the beginning got torn, and I tied it again, and I put it in my mouth to sharpen it. When you tie it, put it in your mouth, and there was spittle on it. And it could be, that spit remained on it, even, when it became already 3 by 3. So she didn't have intention before it was 3 by 3, it shouldn't become Tameh, right? She said, from the time it was 3x3, I didn't do anything that could have made a tame. And here, maybe the spit that was on it from the beginning made a tame afterwards. Rashi, Nitzikovi, Kodim Sharakti Baklum, before I wove anything. So at that point, she wasn't careful about it because it wasn't the Kabbal Tumah. Shartia Bepeh, Kodim Sharakti Baklum. And I tied it up and put it in my mouth to wet it, to make it easier to tie, right? At the time she did that, it wasn't Makabal Tumah, because it wasn't 3x3 yet. And I was Anita at the time. And we're afraid that when she already wove it to be 3 etzbos, and then she already was tahar. In other words, she was tamei. That night she went to the mikveh. The next day she was tahar and she resumed weaving it. And she assumed that when the time that it came 3x3, she was already tahar. But the day before, she had tied that string and wet it with her spit, which when she was anida. And now it's possible the next day it was still wet and there's matame. V'roka nida avatumo. Kach nira be'enai. V'rabosai v'farshim mishum tzinoros am ha'oretz ha'matame kozman shilacha. Not because she was a nida, then she went to the mikveh, and she continued doing it when she was tar, but she was an Am Ha'aretz. And the spittle of an Am Ha'aretz is metame. I say, no, it can't be. This woman had to be a chaveira, not an Am Ha'aretz. The ilo chaveira hoise, mi asya kamei, Rebron and Lishol al-Taris. If she was an Am Ha'aretz, why would she come to ask Shilas about something being tar? She must have been somebody who had made a difference to her if the thing was tar or not. Amei Ha'aretz, by definition, or people don't care. Va'od, mi mehem de lemeimorak tia betaro. She wouldn't have been believed to say that she did it betahara, and then Rabbi Shmuel would have had to question her to find out if something was wrong. As immediately, he would have said, it's tamei, because whatever Nam Ha'aretz does, we assume it's tamei. Tani miyas, belibo l'shomran tort. But here it's mashma, that if she had in her heart the intention of watching it, it's tar. And if not, right, Kolomer, Achar Kavonis Hashmira Hein Hein Advarim, that it goes after what you have intention, and therefore, if you didn't have intention for the right thing, the Chorit shouldn't help. So we're back to the original question. We said before, it's Mashma, that if you don't have the right the intention, it's Tamei. And here we say that even if you didn't have intention, you thought it was one thing, it was something else, it's still Tar. So Mara says, Bishlom of the Rebbe Lozer Bar Tzadok. Right? So according to Rabbi Lozer Bar Tzadok, so we could explain the following. These cases, the original cases, right, where you had intention to watch it, but you thought it was something else, right, could be the reason that it's Tameh is not because you thought it was something else, but for another reason. Rabbi Lozer Bar Tzadok, kol achas v'achas omeres chaver si eishas am ha'aretz, umas chadayta mina. Right? The original case, Rabbi Lozer Bar Tzadok was, where's the case? Yeah. Two women, right, got their clothing mixed up. So each one assumed the other one was an Eishes Am Ha'aretz. She has a din of an Am Ha'aretz. And therefore, her clothing is not tar anyway. So she didn't have any kavana to watch it, betara. And the other one assumed the same thing. So it's not Tameh because they were watching somebody else's clothing. They thought it was theirs and it was somebody else's. It's Tameh because they thought it was Tameh anyway. Mainly they weren't watching it at all. That's why it's no good. Not because they were watching something they thought was different. Because they weren't watching it, Bechlal, Betara. Because they assumed it was Tameh because the other one was an Am Ha'aretz. Okay, that's why that one's Tameh. The Rabbi Yochanan ben Amram, right, who says that if you had intention to take your weekday clothes and you got your Shabbos clothes instead, that it's Tameh, is not because even though you had Kavana to watch it Betara, but you thought you were watching something different, it's Tameh, different reason. Kivan de Kalim de Shabbos, Ovid Lehushimur, Tve, Masach Daite Minayu. Right, since, what's it called, do extra shimur on the begodim of Shabbos, so what's it called, and you thought these were shalchol, so you took your mind off watching them extra careful. A person watches his Shabbos clothing extra careful. So you thought these were your weekday clothing. So you took your mind off the off watching them, the extra careful, right, and just to watch them, what's it called, and watch the regular way. That's already called Hesech Hadas. Hesech Hadas is even when you take your mind off it partially. So even though you didn't have, you still had Kavanah to watch it, but you had Kavanah to watch it on a lower level, right, than the level that you would normally have watched it had it been Shabbos clothing. And having in mind to watch it less than you normally would have watched it is also called Hesech Hadas. That's Matame. Not because you didn't know what you were watching it 100%, but you thought you were watching something else. That's not the reason it's Tame. It's because you lessened your level of watching. And when you lessen your level of watching, that's called Hesech Hadas. Okay? And what's the third case? El Reb Yonasan ben Elazar, right? But according to the case of Reb Elazar, what's it called? Reb Yonasan ben Elazar, right? Where you dropped your hat and you told the other guy to pick it up, right? Lechor over there, why can't you have in mind that you're watching it even when he's picking it up, right? And therefore it's mashma that the reason that it's no good is because you didn't have kavana specifically for that thing because you told the other guy to pick it up. Somebody says no. Navid le shimra b'day de chavrei. Why can't you do shmira while it's in the other guy's hands? You're watching it; it's there. Rav Yochanan chazaka ein lada mishamer mashbi al chaveru. You can't watch something that somebody else is holding. If you have to watch it, it should be betar. It has to be in your hands. If somebody else is holding it, then that watching is not called watching. Okay, Rashi. Kivan de kelim shel Shabbos ovid lu shimer tvei. The zes sover she'elu shalchol, and this guy thought there was weekday clothing. Aschadaite mishmira ma'al yisa. He took his mind, he reduced his level of shmira. Shoyeroga l'shomra. Uke'ein baliba l'shomran domi. Lessening your level of shmira is also called hesech hadas. So now the Gemara says that you can't watch what somebody else is holding. If you're watching something betara, it has to be in your hands. If it's somebody else's hands, it doesn't help. Gemara says, below, you can't watch what somebody else is holding. V'hatanya, hari shahoyu chamorov upoalov to'unim taharis. A person had his donkey riders and his workers who were carrying his, his grapes. They were carrying taharis for him. Afalpi shehitlik mehen, even though he was far away from them. Yosur mimil, so he couldn't see them. Taharos of Taharos, they're still tar. The im omer lohem lechu vani ovo achareichem, but if he said to them, go, I'll catch up later. Kivin shinisal mu'eno mehem, since once he couldn't see them, taharos of tameos, then they're tame. So what do you see? So first of all, you see from here that even though the taharos were not in his hand in the reisha, they still could be tar, even if he doesn't see them. So you could be shomer something that's in the hand of something somebody else. The only problem is, then why is the seifa Tommy. So the Gemara first wants to discuss why the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa. Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa. Omrev Yitzchak Nafcha, Reisha v'metayr chamorav upoalav. The Reisha is talking where you took these Amoratsim and you brought them to the mikveh and you were metayr them so they could carry your taharas. Now they know that you're makveh, they should be tahar. Okay. And they are tahar. Lekach. Right. Therefore, even if you don't see them, they know that what's it called, that you want them to remain tahar, and they were tahar, so they're afraid to let anybody else touch these things. So they're not going to let their friends and Am Ha'aretz get involved, because they know that you were makbid, that they are tahar, you took them and were matayar them, and they're afraid, therefore, to let anybody else touch it. And if they touch it, it's okay, because you made them tahar. You brought them to the mikveh. Versus Ihachi Seifa Nami, if that's the case, the Seifa, the same thing. If you told them, go ahead, and I'll catch up, right, they know that you are matayer them. They know that you're makbid, that they should remain tahar. So why will they let somebody else touch it? Right? Samara says, "Ein amharitz makbid amaga chaveru," because an amharitz assumes that his friend the amharitz is also tahar. He doesn't consider amaratzim tameim, so he'll let another amharitz touch it. Samara says, "Ihachi reisha nami." So the Reisha also, if you can't see them, maybe they let another Amoritz touch it. No, the Reisha is talking about Bolohem Derech HaKlosa. It's possible that you can catch up to them, go a shortcut, and they're afraid that you're going to see them. So since they're afraid you're going to see them, and they know that you're Machmed, they should be Tahar, right? Then they're not going to let another Am Haaretz touch it. Even though they consider the Am Haaretz Tahar, but they know that you don't, because you took them to the mikvah. So therefore, they're afraid to let somebody else touch it in the Reisha, because they know that you could catch up to them and what's it called, and catch them. Ihachi Seifa Nami, it's not the case of Seifa too. Kiva da Omerlu, Lechul, Vani Ovo Acharechem, Nismach Samcha Datayu. Now over here, he said, you go, and I'll catch up later. So they know you're not going to be there for a certain amount of time. Then they feel confident that if we think the guy's tar is good enough for us, so then they will let their friend the Amoritz, who's really Tamei, but they consider him tar, touch it. But if they know that you didn't say you're going to catch up later, you could come at any moment, then it's a problem.
So in both cases, it took them to the mikveh.
In both cases, it took them to the mikveh. Right. Okay, and that only helps if he was metahir them, because otherwise Jews are moridas, that they know better. But by a goy, it would help even if he wasn't metahir him, right? Because the goy knows that the yid is machbid, that he can't touch it. That if he's caught, he may lose his wages or whatever. So by a goy, even if he's not metahir him, here you need two things. By a Jew, you need that the balabas was matayer them, so they know that he's makbid. And then he could catch up to them. He could catch them. He didn't tell them, I'm not going to be around for a while. You need both conditions. Tosus points out, by a goy, you only need one condition, that the goy knows you could catch him. But you know, obviously you don't have to matayer the goy. It's impossible. Right? But the goy knows that you're makbid, that he shouldn't touch it. So then, the only criteria is he afraid you'll catch him, or he's not afraid you'll catch him? Okay. Rashi, Chamarav u'po'alav amei ha'aretz. These workers are amei ha'aretz, and te'unim toros, gil yayin v'chaviyo shel cheres, v'hein enem nogim b'sochan. Right? They're carrying taharos that they're not touching. They're in barrels. So they, and the wine's only mekabel tumah if you touch it from the inside. You're not, klicheres is not makabal tum if you touch it on the outside. Uklicheres ain't a matam imigabal. Taharos of taharos, they're tahar. They ain't choshin shemen nogu. We're not afraid they touch the wine. Because if they did touch the wine, right, it wouldn't be good. The kivan de lo hodion shu mafli kol shait the sabri hash to osi. Because they're always afraid maybe he's going to come. He didn't say that I'll catch up later. He could come any minute. So they're afraid to touch it. That's what the Gemara thinks in the beginning. That these guys are amei haaretz, if they would touch the wine, it would become tamei, right? And the reason that it's tar is because we assume they didn't touch it because they're afraid that the guy will catch him. Alma other mishamer mashbi al chaveri. See that somebody could be shomer what's in the hand of somebody else, right? Even though in your hand, if you would touch it, it'd be tamei, but I'm watching it to make sure that you don't touch it. And even if I'm not there, you're afraid to touch it because I'm watching it. Right? In other words, the pshat is that if you, our Gersa, we do have that Gersa, the idea is if you hold that a person can watch what's in somebody else's head, then what's the difference between a Reish and a Seifa? Either case should be good. No, it's not talking where the guy's an Am Haaretz, and if he would touch it, it wouldn't be good. They're talking with their Tahar. Well, you are Matayar then. La'olam ain't other Mishamra Mashbi Al-Khaber. A person can't watch what's in somebody else's hand. And the reason over here it's good is because he doesn't have to watch it because they're Tahar. The only problem is we're afraid that maybe they'll let somebody else touch it. Then it depends on are they afraid or they're not afraid. Bahani ain't Srichim Shimur. They don't have to watch. The Inami Nagu Lo Ichbislu. Even if they touch the wine, they're Tahar. Right, the Mishid Bila Makachaskinan. It's talking where you were tomatil then, so they're tar. So the question is not whether they could touch it or not. Nothing could happen over here. The Bolohen Derech Hakolosom, Shiyocholavolohen Pisom Derech Hakolosom Shlo Yavinu. We're in the case where he could come upon them suddenly and surprise them, then they're afraid to let somebody else touch it. But in the case where they know he's not around for a while And they assume anyway that their friends, the Amoritz, is Tahar. So then we're afraid they'll let them touch it. He'll got Dachli Mine, therefore they're afraid of him, and they won't let other people touch it. Masha'in came where they know he's not going to catch up to them, and he's not going to be around. Then they'll assume that they know better and that the Am Ha'aretz is, the other Am Ha'aretz is Tahar, and they'll let him touch it, and really he's considered Tamei, and it'll become Tamei. But really a person can't watch what's in somebody else's hand, and over here the reason why it's good is not because the Balabayas is able to watch it even though somebody else is holding it. The reason is because there's no problem, because they're all Tahar.
Okay. Hadron Alechein Dorshin, Hadron Alechein Dorshin, Hadron Alechein Dorshin.